On a warm Sunday morning, members from Lancaster Evangelical Free Church are gathered on the wooded banks of Lititz Run. Pastor Doug Winnie stands knee-deep in the clear, slow-moving waters, conducting baptisms.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Lititz Run is a town jewel. The spring-fed stream weaves its way through Lititz, under highways and across cow pastures and cornfields to connect to a tributary of the Chesapeake Bay. Lamont Garber works on agriculture issues with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, a nonprofit conservation group. He notes that on its winding journey through Pennsylvania's Lancaster County, Lititz Run carries polluted runoff from farms, sewage treatment plants, construction sites, driveways, parking lots, and streets.
We have 5,000 farms. We have 500,000 people. And so we have a lot of activities going on that generate pollution. We use our land really, really intensively here for producing food, but also for housing people and for manufacturing and for tourism. And it's come at great cost to our rivers. The rivers that flow through Lancaster County have some of the highest pollution levels of any rivers in the whole Chesapeake Bay watershed.
Certainly that was the state of Lititz Run 12 years ago, when a group of fishermen approached Warwick Town Manager Dan Zimmerman, whose jurisdiction in Lancaster County includes Lititz Run. They wanted to make trout fishing possible here, Zimmerman says, standing in the park near where the baptisms now take place.
Other than these sycamores, they were the only trees here. There was no protection of the sun, sealed it in, the erosion of the stream bank. You had the sewer plant discharging into it. I mean, it was a great example of what you don't want to do.
And there were other problems. Alongside many dairy farms, Warwick Township was the fastest growing township in Lancaster County in the 1990s. Trout fishing there seemed a faraway dream. Zimmerman was faced with a triple challenge: manage growth, keep farms productive, and protect the environment. He says Lititz Run became the focal point for that effort.
We immediately started, we put in a wetlands on the other side to treat stormwater off the road. We shrank, if you will, the width of this stream from 50 feet to its width about 15 feet. The idea is to deepen this pool so we can have trout.
Zimmerman says those improvements led to others.
We started on a huge trail system, built a trail along the stream, so people are constantly being exposed to the stream. Once they cherish it or see the benefit of it, then there's becomes an ownership by a member of the community, which then translates into support for protection of the stream and making sure that they see something wrong, that they try to make an effort to correct it.
Zimmerman preaches the same message to homeowners, developers, and farmers. He's made township headquarters a center where residents come to learn about porous pavement and methods to curb runoff from lawns, parking lots, and farms.
We also just initiated a township-wide conservation plan for every farm in Warwick Township. I think we're the only township in the state that has that achievement. We have three left out of 120. So again, that's getting them involved and getting them part of that.
Zimmerman says a combination of volunteer measures and regulatory mandates has resulted in developers and the local sewage treatment plant working together toward a common goal.
I have a lot of developers that exceed the requirements, not because we force them, but because they see the whole big picture and say, hey, I want to become part of that. I want to use that as a market tool for my development, because my development will be unique then in that entire competitive range, trails, riparian buffers, the beauty of the stream. I want to sell that.
Zimmerman says Warwick Township has reaped the benefits.
We've doubled the acreage of wetlands in our community, and we're creating even more every year. It's allowed us to look to the next generation and show that we're taking steps to protect the water supply and that the stream itself, which basically was, you know, impaired, it's still impaired. You know, we have a long ways to go, but we're making very significant benchmark strides.
He notes, for example, that Lititz Run has become an outdoor education classroom for local schools, and trout fishermen once again have a place to fish.
We've lowered the average water temperature by 4 degrees. Now cold enough to have sustainable trout population. We've opened up close to 4 miles of this stream to catch and release on private land. recreational opportunity that didn't exist there 10 years ago.
Zimmerman says the initial goal was to get Lititz Run removed from the state's impaired waters list. But he says it's now about much more. Warwick Township put a value on clean local environment. Their commitment, Zimmerman hopes, will inspire others in the watershed to work together to protect their community's natural assets now and for generations to come. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Warwick Township, Pennsylvania.